About 15 years ago, I went on a trip to Italy with a large group, and on the way home, we were stuck in the Atlanta airport for a while. We had a big layover, and at our gate, there was an elegant, kindly man who was kind of kidding with us, and he was very nice, and I used this line that my dad used to use on people all the time, and I pointed at this gentleman and said, "I like this guy. I don't care what they say about him." Well, it turns out it was William Winter. The former governor of Mississippi and someone I very much admired. I had this one chance to meet him and to tell him how much I appreciated what he had done for the state, and I didn't even recognize him. I got wrapped up in my own need to make a joke, and I missed my chance. I'm afraid that we do that often when Jesus comes to us. We don't recognize him. We're wrapped up in whatever we intend to do in the moment, and we miss a chance to be with Jesus. We have a story today in which Thomas and even the others in the gospel who don't get quite as bad a rap as he does, all of them got wrapped up in their own stories, their own demands, their own fates. They were so self-involved that none of them recognized Jesus. And this happened repeatedly. He wasn't recognized at first by Mary Magdalene at the tomb. She thought he was the gardener. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't tell that story later if I were her. I would just keep it to myself. He wasn't recognized on the road to Emmaus. And he wasn't recognized at first in this locked room until his exchange with Thomas. I believe this story is not really about Thomas, but about Jesus and about his willingness to come to us anywhere, everywhere. It is about how we honor him or fail to when we think he's not around. These disciples to whom Jesus appeared hadn't really done anything out of the ordinary to earn that appearance. They had gathered, hiding in fear of recrimination or further violence, behind locked doors. But Jesus came to them anyway. And Jesus continues to come to us despite, sometimes even through, our grief, our self-involvement, our busyness, our neglect, our fear, our lack of recognition. So how are we to begin to learn that God is there if in our doubt our ability to recognize Jesus is flawed? We see Jesus, although we might not realize it at first, whenever we sense a feeling of deep and abiding peace, even for a moment. For Jesus says to all of us behind our locked doors, "Peace be with you." Jesus says, "Be at peace, because I have found you and I will always find you, no matter how securely you think you have locked the doors against me." Jesus' coming to us in our lives today isn't as dramatic as it is in the story with Thomas. It is instead a slow dawning, a gradual realization. How do we realize that Jesus is near? We start to realize that we've found peace with ourselves and with the people around us. We begin to realize that we're not afraid anymore. We know that we have no need to prove ourselves. We realize that that experience, that encounter, that hurt, or that danger that once would derail the whole day for us has instead become something neutral. When I recognize the nearness of Jesus, I realize that those experiences or hurts don't say anything about my worth, about who I am, because I have this peace of knowing I am part of Jesus. Jesus has come to me through the locked doors of my fear, and Jesus has brought me peace. Jesus is here in every person we meet. And within ourselves, when we choose to be with someone else in support or prayer, in our compassion, Jesus is here, but we simply don't recognize him. I've got to tell you, I don't like preaching this sermon. I'm very uncomfortable thinking Jesus is present when someone pulls out in front of me. I'm not thinking of Jesus at that moment. I'm very uncomfortable thinking that Jesus is here when someone disrespects me, when someone goes out of their way to hurt me. Why don't I like knowing that Jesus is everywhere? Because I know Jesus tells us to forgive endlessly, to love our enemies, to show mercy instead of focusing on religion. Can he be serious? Doesn't he know what these people have done to us? Doesn't he know that they deserve any negative consequences they get? The problem is, I'm preaching this in public. And if I preach it, there's pressure to practice it. Not necessarily from you, but from inside me. How can I practice seeing Jesus in everyone? I don't want to think that the people who infuriate me, or even those who kind of irritate me, are the Christ in terms of my behavior, my thoughts, and my actions that status requires. Jesus is here in that person. I am called to treat that person as I would treat Jesus. As it turns out, I do care what they say about him. I not only care about what we say, but I care more deeply that our actions reflect our words. Jesus says, forgive, heal, love, support. If I admit it, I know Jesus is here. I love you, Jesus. I don't care what they say about you.